play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Crady Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Just wrapping up here at Wharton Fieldhouse for Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL. The Silver Streaks and the Moline Maroons, who come in with an overall record of 14-9. The Silver Streaks are 19-6 and winners of their last six. It is the second six-game winning streak that Galesburg has had this year, so they're trying to make it their longest win streak of the year. And what a win it would be if Galesburg could get one on the road here tonight and presumably stay a game behind Rock Island in the chase for the Western Big Six title. Rocks are at home against Alleman, which has yet to win a game in the conference, and United Township is at home against Quincy tonight. The Blue Devils making the trip up despite not having school today. Starting lineup for the Maroons, Sean Hanley, a 5'9 senior, along with Tyler Biscontine, a 5'9 junior. Mitch Owens, a 6'4 sophomore, is the shooting guard, the primary shooting guard. And then down low, along the baseline, the forwards, Tanner Logan, at 6'8 senior, and Brandon Weiss, a 6'7 senior. And the most dangerous offensive player in this lineup, averaging 15 points a game, nearly averaging a double-double at just over 9 rebounds a game, although Tyler Biscontine can put up some big points as well. For Galesburg, starting lineup is back intact. The saw a change with Joe Williams in the starting lineup, with Tyson Parks out with a minor injury that he suffered during practice. Parks is back on the floor tonight getting the start, along with the other four who have started every game this year. Devin Ross and Ethan Meeker, the two sophomores in the backcourt, along with Denzel Jones, the senior, and Grant Gibson, the junior, now the number two all-time scorer in Galesburg boys basketball history. Sophomores lost tonight 64-57. And we are just about ready to get this one underway. Pretty decent atmosphere here tonight, Jim. Not enormous crowds like we saw in some of the real big scoring years back in the late 90s, but still a good atmosphere, and as always, the crowds recognizing what's at stake here tonight.
Well, in good student body crowds, Moline always has a big group up underneath their basket. I think this is one of the best Silver Streak student body turnouts that we've had. A good following for the Silver Streaks. And I think they realized when Moline came down to our place and made such a ruckus with their students, they wanted to return the favor. So it's good to see the students out here for Galesburg on our end of the basket making a lot of noise, led by Matt Hawkins out there, who had a big day signing on to play football at Butler.
Ready to get this thing underway, and Tyson Parks and Tanner Logan kind of tie each other up going for the tip. Galesburg comes away with the ball. Let's see if they can get out and get going with it offensively. Ethan Meeker drives, dishes it out, and Devin Ross lofts the ball off his leg. It rolled right down into the hands of the Moline Maroons, and a careless turnover by Galesburg to start the game. This is Sean Hanley at the point. The 5'9 senior will bring it across midcourt. Lobs it all the way down low to Logan. Kicks it out to Owens. Fires a three from the wing and brains it. Owens had a terrible shooting time at Galesburg back in the early part of the season, including the Thanksgiving tournament. Obviously, he's much more comfortable on his home court. Moline is 7-2 at home this season. Meeker on the other end to answer. A little bit long on the shot. Rebound deflected out. Chased down into the corner by Tyson Parks, but he saves it into the hands of Owens. Into the front court, the Maroons trying to build on an early lead. We're a minute into the game. Moline on top, 3-0. On the outside, Hanley trying to work around a Weiss screen. Now it goes up top to Weiss. Down low to Tanner Logan. Steps to the left. Guarded by Denzel Jones, and an offensive foul as Logan got his elbow up around the left side in between the neck and the shoulder of Denzel Jones, and an offensive foul called on Logan.
hopefully we'll shoot better than we did in the warm-ups. The only guys I saw make some shots in the warm-ups were bench guys. Reed and Morling were shooting all right, but all of our starters were catching a lot of iron on this rim right in front of the Moline student body here.
Grant Gibson on the outside. You know Galesburg will have to shoot well with Moline packing it in that zone. Gibson is double-teamed on the outside. Head and shoulder fake by Denzel. Drives high off the glass, banks it in, and Galesburg gets its first basket of the game a minute and a half in.
What an incredible decision by Jones, because he knew he wasn't going to get it over the big guys once he got down low there. He spins and puts it up high off the glass over the top of him, and that's about the only way he was going to get that shot off.
Discantine on the right side. Bounce pass down low. Deflected away by Denzel Jones. Ethan Meeker gets a hand on it. It's knocked out of bounds by Moline, and the Streaks force a turnover. Not full court pressure defense, but good half court pressure defense. And the Streaks now have a chance to take their first lead, down one with 6:10 to go in the opening quarter.
Second Moline turnover. They turned it over 21 times in that first meeting, most of those in the second half. We hope for that number again tonight.
Long three by Grant Gibson comes up well short, and the rebound, long rebound out to Biscontine for Moline. Wearing the home right with the maroon trim down the right side, Hanley cut off in the lane, kicks it out to Owens, drives left, kicks it out to Logan on the wing, outside his shooting range. He'll skip it up top. Now quick pass down low on the high low to Weiss, who banks it in on the low blocks. 5-2 Moline, first basket of the game for 6-7 Brandon Weiss. Leading scorer on the season at over 15 points a game. Ethan Meeker on the right wing. Up top, Devin Ross, long three, off the back of the rim. And the rebound kicks out to Hanley onto the left baseline. Streaks 0-4 the night from behind the arc. Their only basket, an inside shot by Denzel Jones, who drove baseline. Biscontine on the outside, guarded by Meeker. Reverses directions to Weiss, draws a double team on the baseline. Along the baseline to Owens, out to Hanley for the floater with the right hand. And it's 7-2, Moline by 5 minutes to go, opening quarter.
Hanley at 5'8", getting in the paint with that floater, much like Devin Ross will do if he can penetrate. Ross, our leading scorer the last time out, with 23.
Jones double-teamed on the baseline. They swing it around right to Grant Gibson. Penetrates, dumps it off to Tyson. Alters his shot on the way up. Can't hit it. Rebound is blocked by Weiss, and here comes Moline after two more misses by the Silver Streaks. Hanley into the front court with Moline leading by 5. 7-2 is the lead with 4.5 minutes to go in quarter number one. In the lane, Logan. Out to Hanley. Driving left side, Owens. Has it knocked away right into the hands of Weiss. Gets it back to the baseline. Step back shot by Logan is good. They haven't missed. And they now lead 9-2. Baskets by four players. Galesburg calls a full timeout. 4:17 to go in the first quarter at Wharton Fieldhouse. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL, WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here
with a great big package.
I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present?
Oh my goodness, that is huge.
Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got.
A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Sports stories, sports scores, and more. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg coming out of the full timeout. Devin Ross, or rather Joe Williams, into the game at that timeout break, replacing Ross. Will play the point for the Silver Streaks. We're halfway through the first quarter. Meeker drives, pulls up from the high post, misses it, rebound, batted around. Weiss comes up with it. And the Silver Streaks 1-4-7 now, Jim, is what I have them.
Yep, we normally don't shoot real well up here. Gibson was an exception last year with that 38 points, but this is a tough place to come in and shoot. We're taking Moline's initial hit. You kind of expect that. They're pumped up for this one. We hope they'll cool off.
Weiss shoots and scores from the free throw line. It's 11-2 Moline. And whereas Galesburg has missed 6 of 7 shots, Moline has made all 5. Meeker drives, dishes it over. Gibson, pull-up jumper, 18-footer, short. Rebound knocked around off the glass, off Ethan Meeker, off Owens, and out of bounds. Galesburg keeps it.
well, the only way we're going to get anything close to the basket is if we're out on the run. You know, and as Coach Mike Reynolds said, you know, we've got to make some baskets to be able to put some pressure on and get into that transition game. So far, we just can't make anything from the outside.
Here's Gibson with a step back and knocks it down from the right side of the high post. And that breaks the Moline run. Galesburg trails by 7. Not only do you have to make some baskets on your end, you got to get some misses on their end and try to get out on a secondary break with a rebound. Here's a foul in the backcourt as Galesburg put that pressure defense on. And Joe Williams, who's gotten into some foul trouble in the Western Big Six Conference, picks up a reaching foul in the backcourt. Coach Mike Reynolds very unhappy about the call.
Yeah, very unhappy. The streaks looked like they were just going to go to a man-to-man, but then they run hard at Hanley and try and get a double team in the backcourt.
Owens drives, throws it off Denzel Jones's leg, bounces out of bounds. Moline maintains possession. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. It's 11-4 Maroons. A little 8-0 run for Moline is how we got to this point. Hanley on the dribble at the volleyball spike line, gets it back from Logan. Streaks trying to push the defense out a bit. Biscontine lobs it in, overthrows Logan, who collects it after a near steal by Gibson, and Logan banks it in from the low blocks. It's 13-4 Maroons.
Yeah, strong move by Logan. He actually was able to keep Grant Gibson from stealing that away, and Gibson's strong with good solid hands, but Logan was able to wrestle it away and get the basket.
Jones draws a double team, kicks it out to Joe Williams from 3, misses it to the right of the basket, clangs off the iron. Owens chases down the rebound. Streaks still haven't knocked down a perimeter shot. Trailing by 9, 2:20 to go in the first quarter.
And Moline still has not missed.
Lob to the left corner. It goes to Owens. Swings it back out to Logan. Good ball movement. Pretty much every possession for Moline here in this first quarter with 2:10 to go. Batted out of bounds by Joe Williams. Hanley tried to pass it to Logan up the far sideline, and Joe, with that long wingspan, knocked it out of bounds.
Through the first 6 minutes, nearly a perfect quarter for Moline, offensively and defensively. They had one charging call and another turnover, but that's been it as Hanley gets fouled, this time
by Williams again.
Joe again.
Tried a little crossover dribble. Just got a little bit of a step ahead of Joe, then reached out for the poke and got picked for the foul. So he'll go to the bench with his second. The only two team fouls for Galesburg are on Joe Williams, who came off the bench at the 4:17 mark in the first quarter when the Streaks called a timeout. And he's back on the bench with 2 minutes to go, and Devin Ross back in. On the right side, Hanley drives, got a step on Ross, high floater, too strong off the glass. Logan with the offensive putback. So the Streaks finally get a miss out of Moline, and they score anyway on the offensive rebound.
Back this way, Meeker misses a 3. Jones with the long rebound on the other side, and now the first foul of the game on the Maroons. Second.
That one will go against Tyler Biscontine, his first. 1:37 to go. Galesburg down 11. Gibson will inbound right at the front end of the Moline bench. Gets it into the corner to Meeker. Spins, drives baseline, cut off there. Tries to wing it along the baseline, intended for Ross on the opposite side. And Hanley gets a hand on the deflection out of bounds. Ross up high to Devin Ross on the inbound. 90 seconds to go, and Grant Gibson gets called for a travel. Lean forward. Didn't get the ball down on the floor for the dribble. That's a second Galesburg turnover. Owens will inbound almost directly across from us on the far sideline into the backcourt to Hanley near the Moline basket. Now the Galesburg basket, rather, and now Hanley will walk it across midcourt, and Ross attacks defensively. Here comes Meeker. They get it down low to Logan. Pump fakes. Too strong on the shot. Rebound flip up by Weiss. Won't go, and Logan gets the third crack at it.
Well, if you think Moline's height isn't a problem for us, you didn't see that trip down the court, because the 6'7", 6'8", just dominated us there.
Logan with 8. It's a 13-point lead. A Galesburg turnover. A block at the other end. And Biscontine on the follow with the offensive putback. And the Streaks are getting smoked here. 19-4 with under a minute to go in the first quarter. Jones drives baseline. Triple team. Meeker from the corner. Hits a very big 3. Seconds to go here in the opening quarter at Moline. 19-7 Maroons with the ball. Let's see if they attempt to hold for the last shot. Ross guards Hanley across midcourt. Quick pass down low to Logan, and he took about 5 steps got called for the travel. That's their first turnover since about the first minute and a half of the game.
Yeah, he took a run on that one. Turned around. I think he expected to have somebody there. When they weren't, he decided, well, I'm going to go to the basket, but he never got the ball on the floor. And so the Streaks, big trip here, could cut this thing down to 10 or 9 points. That'd be nice heading into the second quarter after just getting completely dominated here in period number one.
Down a dozen with 12 seconds to go. Ross with the dribble out high to the top of the arc. Hesitation drive, shoots from the free throw line and scores. Still 6 seconds to go, though, for Moline with three and a long heave with 3 seconds to go by Sean Hanley at three-quarter court. They could have easily gotten it to half court or inside of it. Streaks will take that. They cut the lead to 10 at the end of one. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The best selection, excellent service, and me, Jesse J. Perez. Now that's a three-point shot that just can't be beat. Score a great deal today from Jesse J. at Yam, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
One quarter gone. Galesburg down 19-9. I can't believe I'm saying this, but Galesburg's actually back into this game a little bit.
Yeah, got the last 5 points there of the quarter, so little momentum. And there's a turnover to start the second quarter. Here we go, Streaks.
By the Maroons, into the front court, Grant Gibson drives it right side. Denzel's going to fire the three. Missed everything, but there for the weak side putback is Ethan Meeker. I don't know if that was an air ball or a pass, but there was Johnny on the spot, Ethan Meeker, to put it up and in, and the Streaks are down 8.
Denzel would like it to be a pass, but that was an air ball big time.
19-9. Here's another turnover. Meeker at the other end with a layup. And that's what Galesburg was hoping to do with baskets on their end and Moline not converting on the other end. And the Streaks have cut the deficit to 6 on a little 9-0 run here.
Yeah, you had a feeling that everything was going so much Moline's way in that first quarter. There's no way that can continue for 4 quarters. They had a great home court hit right out of the gate. But it seemed like when Meeker hit that three from the corner that brought us a little bit of life offensively, picked up the shot by Ross at the end of the quarter, and now with this pressure, Moline having all sorts of trouble here initially, and the Silver Streaks now finally getting a little confidence, a little spring in their step, and Moline starting to feel like maybe they aren't Superman because there for a while they couldn't miss a shot, and you could just see the confidence oozing with everything that they did, but now they're doubting themselves a little bit with the Galesburg pressure.
Maroons call a 30-second timeout, so coming out of that, they did put Owens back into the game, and there's a drive at the opposite end, and it pays immediate dividends with Sean Hanley with a run down the lane. That ends the Galesburg run, and it's now 21-13.
Yeah, Hanley recognized we had two defenders back, but nobody stood in the lane to pick him up. He just split him right down, went all the way to the basket.
Jones on the left wing, out to Gibson. Long three. He measured it, but he came up short. Long rebound, chased down by Meeker. Whips it back out to Devin Ross at the free throw line. Into the left corner baseline. Jones with the up and under. Couldn't hit the reverse scoop and popped back out to Devin Ross for another shot at it. Skips it up top over to Meeker on the right side. Now Gibson on the outside. Keeps it over to Ross. Jones drives. Ross with it on the outside to the free throw line. Shoots. Banks. Missed it. And the rebound to Moline. That's Derek Riquet into the game for the Maroons.
All yet in this one.
On the outside, there's a miss, and there's his first, second rebound, actually. 21-13, Moline by 8. Gibson drives over to Meeker. Free throw line, scoops it to Parks, down low, gets a shot up, hits off the back of the rim. That close to a three-point play, but he'll get 2 free throws. Well, right first up, foul of the game on Riquet.
Right on cue. Parks, after I mentioned, hadn't seen a whole lot, gets a big rebound on the other end and nearly gets a bucket, gets some free throws here on this end.
Tyson to the free throw line. First one up into that hostile Moline student section. And he hits it off the back of the rim. 21-13. Galesburg on a 9-0 run. Moline with the last basket to snap it, leading by 8. 6:05 to go first half. Parks makes the second free throw. His first point of the game. 21-14, streaks down 7. Galesburg with a full court pressure here. Biscontine with the dribble in the backcourt. Here comes the trap. Skips it up court to Hanley. Across midcourt to Logan. Drives to the left baseline. He'll pull it back out. And here's a stutter step travel by Hanley. As the defense came out, he tried to get around him. Didn't get the ball on the floor. And that's the fifth Moline turnover.
It makes it interesting for Moline. They broke the press that time in the corner. Logan could have had about a 12-foot shot, passed it up. They want to be deliberate, but in doing so, setting it up, they end up traveling. And a three by Ross.
Devin coming off a career-high 22 in the win last week over Alleman, and that cuts the Moline lead down to 4 now at 21-17. From 19-4, down to 21-17 with 5.5 minutes still to go in the first half. Logan lobs it down low to Weiss, collects it, misses it from the left low blocks. Parks with a good strong rebound. He got hit a couple of times. Outlet to Gibson into the front court. Left corner. A drive by Denzel. This time he misses the reverse scoop again. Parks with the offensive putback. That won't go. And Logan with a rebound.
Now, Parks partially blocked that shot of Ice's back the other way too. And then grabbed the rebound. He is really active here. After just about the time I said haven't seen much of him, he has become everything out there right now.
Denzel Jones has missed two of those reverse layups, and here's a three wide open. Mitch Owens, he's taken two shots from behind the arc, and he's made them both. And it's 24-17. Cannot leave him that wide open. He knocked him down both from the left wing. High pass to Meeker on the right wing. Dribbles past Owens. Drives down low to Jones, who juggled the pass, wasn't ready for it, and then he turns it over. First turnover of the second quarter for Galesburg, and now Moline leading by 7, trying to build that lead back up again. Across midcourt, Hanley. Left pass under the wing. Good touch pass to Logan, but Jones gets a hand on it, knocks it out of Logan's hands, who then lost it trying to recover it, and Galesburg gets it back. Great defense and quick hands by Denzel Jones.
It's just doing the first part of it was a great play by Denzel to sneak in there, get his hand on it, but not only did he do that, stripped it away as he's on the baseline, falling out, throws it off of Logan. So a double creation of a turnover there by Jones.
Into the left corner, Meeker. Driving, Ross, jump stop, back over to Meeker and over his head. Tough pass, that close, and Ethan's just not that tall, out of bounds. 4:07 to go, we're halfway through the second quarter, streaks trailing by 7. Moline has led the entire way. Galesburg was as close as 1 very early in the game, down 3-2. They cut it to 4 a moment ago. It's now 7. Galesburg nearly forces the turnover. Now it's a 3-on-1, and Logan gets the layup. He's in double figures with 10. Back to a 9-point Maroons lead as they've scored the last 5. Meeker swinging around left from Ross to Gibson. Now into the left wing to Denzel. Skips it back out to Ross. Right corner Meeker for 3 over the back of the rim. And the rebound to Weiss. Streaks not finding it from the outside in the early going here at Wharton Fieldhouse.
Like I said, just as we warmed up, there's not many made baskets in our pregame, and there haven't been many in the regular game here either. Unless we can get it in close.
Ross around the backside of Hanley. Gets a hand on the ball on the sideline. Knocks it out of bounds. Moline keeps it. 3:31 to go first half. 26-17 Moline. Galesburg sophomores fell by 7 here tonight. Here's a drive down the left side. Hanley scoops it very hard off Weiss, who was coming in expecting to go for the potential offensive rebound. As Hanley found a big opening down the left side of that lane. He took it strong and aggressive to the basket. And Weiss wasn't ready for him to scoop it back to him under the hoop.
A lot more scoring, though. The first time these two teams played, it was 17-14 at halftime.
Gibson drives, takes it all the way. Strong with the right hand. Drew some contact coming in from the left side of the arc. That's his second basket. And Galesburg trails by 7, 26-19. 3 minutes to go, first half. Hanley across midcourt. Here's Weiss with it near us in front of the scoring table. Back out high to Logan. Left side onto the wing to Hanley, guarded by Ross. Streaks in the man defense. Meeker chasing Biscontine. Pass into the right corner, Owens. Touch pass down low, Weiss. Dribbles baseline. Reverse layup with a scoop off the glass, but he's fouled.
Nice move for the big guy. You don't expect that move from a guy of his size, and he went up and under there nicely with a good fake and then nearly got a three-point opportunity. That ball just came out, so he'll shoot a couple of free throws here with 2:44 to go in the half.
Foul on Tyson Parks, his first, and Vice got a lot of iron, rattled all around a couple of times, and then popped out. Expect to get that friendly roll on your own floor, but he didn't. Vice with the second free throw. Up and short. Kisses off the glass and still won't drop down. Gibson with a rebound. Gillsburg down seven with the ball. Ross on the left side. Bounce pass into the corner. Meeker for three. In and out. Rebound. Good box out by Parks, but then he couldn't handle the rebound, and it goes to Tanner Logan, who's been big for Moline here in this first half. He's in double figures with 10 points already and four rebounds. 2:20 to go, second quarter. Right side, low pass into the corner. Hanley collects it. Now on the dribble, brings it back out to the top of the arc. Loses Ross, shoots at the free throw line, and it's in and out. And plucking away the rebound is Denzel Jones. Driving all the way, scoops it over his shoulder into the corner to Ross. Now they bring it back out to Gibson. Spin move at the free throw line, and he travels.
You know, one of the problems, you know, we talked about Moline's size, obviously on the offensive end scoring, but defensively, we're doing a lot of the same things attacking the basket we do against other teams, but then when we get it down low, we're not able to finish because I think we're thinking about the big players down there. We're juggling the ball. We're just not able to take it up with confidence the way we do against some smaller teams.
Driving on the right side of the lane, Vice from the pass from Logan brings it back out to Biscontine. He'll fire the three. He can knock it down, and he does there. His second basket, five in the game, and back to a 10-point lead for Moline at 29-19. Gibson. Right corner to Jones. Swings it back out to Grant. Around the left side of the arc they go to Meeker with a minute and a half to go in the first half. Moline's led the entire way, have been well in command since a 9-0 run established their offense early in the first quarter. Gibson drives, dishes it out. Ross for three. That's good. Second three of the quarter for Ross. He has eight in the game. Galesburg down 29-22. Rock Island leading Alleman 19-11 after one quarter at the Rock Garden. Down low, Owens trying to back his way in on Gibson. And an offensive foul as Owens lowered the shoulder. We could see it very clearly from our vantage point, and I'm glad the officials saw the same thing we did.
Yeah, really good call. I wasn't sure that they'd make that call on Moline's home court, but he saw that well, and Owens didn't agree with it.
It's pretty obvious. Quincy leads United Township 11-6 after one quarter at East Moline. 1 minute to go, first quarter here. First half, rather. Galesburg down seven with the ball. Ross cut off at the free throw line. Gibson skips it right side. Off Denzel Jones. He saves it back to Ross. Streaks have numbers. They can't take advantage of it. Now Gibson again with a travel. Can't get the ball down on the floor as he reaches out with a big stride, and that's the seventh Galesburg turnover.
Well, Grant was going the right direction because they were really pressuring out hard on our wings, and that opened up the middle of the zone. He was ready to take it in there. He saw the opportunity, but he just took a long stride too quickly.
35 seconds to go, second quarter. Quick pass down low. Biscontine with a catch and the reverse shot, but he did it too quickly. Missed it. Meeker with a rebound. That's Biscontine's first miss of the night. Jones, left corner. Ross drives baseline. He's pushed out of bounds, gets the pass away to Gibson. On the outside, Meeker in the lane. Tries to dump it off to somebody and then kicked out of bounds by Parks. Galesburg turns it over. Swick's trying to do too much there, I think, in the half court.
Yeah, I think Mike would rather see Ethan go ahead and get that shot up on the rim when he gets it that close to the basket. Two or three times we've done that. Got it there, tried to drop it a foot away into the basket, only to turn it over.
10 seconds to go. Moline trying to hold for the last shot, leading by seven. Driving in from the right side, Hanley. Cut off on the baseline. Out to Logan. Steps inside the free throw line. Off-balance shot. Missed it. On the floor with the rebound, Denzel. Heaves it from the half court, or rather from the free throw line. It almost went in. And the Streaks go to the half. Down 29-22. We'll take a look at halftime scoring, team numbers, and individual numbers. We'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when we come back at halftime here at Horton Fieldhouse. Moline 29, Galesburg 22. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The City Bus Transfer Point downtown is permanently located at the corner of Prairie and Main Streets near the Sandberg Annex and Azer Medical Supply due to construction of the Seminary Kellogg Overpass Project. New semi-enclosed bus shelters for the blue, green, and red gold routes will be built at this location in the near future. For bus routes and fare details, find them on Facebook. Just search Galesburg Transit.
I'm Craig McCluskey. He's Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters, and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs.
He shoots, he scores. Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from Yem Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime here at Wharton Fieldhouse. Brad Minowitz, Jim Lee with you. Galesburg trailing the Maroons 29-22. Jim, I certainly wouldn't make the argument that the momentum has turned entirely. Galesburg did outscore Moline 13-10 there in that second quarter, so down 15 in the first quarter to be down 7 at the half. If you look at that low point of the first quarter, they have cut the deficit in half, so at least they're headed in the right direction. I don't know that I necessarily feel quite that way in the last 3 minutes of the second quarter as I did midway through the second quarter, but still looking big picture, Galesburg is in a much better position here than they were the first 6 minutes of the game.
Yeah, because you feel like now we're just within a couple of shots of being right there. But on the other hand, Moline is a much better offensive team here on their home court than what they showed us down at our place earlier in the season. I think, obviously, you mentioned Owens is shooting the ball better. He couldn't hit anything at our place. And Tanner Logan, he doesn't get much press because Brandon Weiss does most of the scoring. They're 6'7", forward slash center. But Logan's 6'8". Didn't seem quite as polished when we've seen him before, but he seems to be a lot more confident down in the low blocks as well. Then you toss in, you know, Biscontine, who can shoot it from out high, and their point guard who can penetrate. Moline's got the whole package, but again, they're not as good as we saw in the first quarter. That's probably as good a quarter of basketball as they'll ever play. So they're not that good, but it's still going to be tough to get over the top because they played very good defense. If we could have capitalized on a couple of opportunities we had here in the second quarter when we threw the ball away and overpassed it, we're probably within 3 points. But we've got to quit the overpassing, and I would guess that was one of the things that Mike Reynolds is addressing at halftime. You know, you get it in the lane, put the thing up on the rim. It's not going to do you any good to pass it another foot most of the time and risk the turnover. So we'll see what happens. Are we going to shoot it better from the outside? I don't know. You can't count on that. You got to take your shots, but we do need to hit a higher percentage from the field.
Streaks did have a better second quarter, had much better rebounding numbers in the second quarter than the first. Got off several more shots than Moline did in the second quarter as well, thanks to a few more offensive rebounds than we saw in the first quarter. So taking a look at our halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home and not miserable when you get the bill. And Jim, am I right? Do the halftime numbers bear out a little more evenly than what we saw after the first quarter?
Well, certainly the shooting percentage has come around a little bit. We're up to 33%, which still isn't all that great. But Moline cooled off after hitting their first 6 shots from the field. They end 13 out of 24 from the field. So still
over 50%.
Yeah, so or close to that anyway. Rebounding, we were getting clobbered in the first quarter, came back strong in the second quarter. I've got the rebound count 14 for Moline and 13 for the Silver Streaks. So we're getting out rebounded 10-3 after one period. Turnovers 9 for the Maroons, 8 for Galesburg. We'd like to see that spread a little bit. We probably need to turn Moline over 2-1 really to have a chance to beat them given their size.
And outside shooting, not many from behind the arc for Moline, but they've knocked down 3 of their 4 perimeter shots. Galesburg just 3 of 12 from three-point range. Streaks are 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Moline has missed both of its free throw attempts. Take a look at the individual scoring for both teams, and we'll talk to Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when we come back from Wharton Fieldhouse, where Galesburg trails 29-22 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Fires happen, people slip and fall, and accidents occur. All these things can happen in your business, so it's vital to have the right business insurance coverage. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg. My business is to make sure yours is protected through Rockford Mutual with a customized policy. And in some cases, we may be able to lower your current premiums. So to review your current policy or obtain a commercial insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
You pick up your dry cleaning and discover they've burned several holes in your favorite white blouse. It now looks more like a burnt piece of toast or a tattered smock worn by a modern artist. You are not happy. But then you remember the latest amazing creation from McCafe. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. The taste of a luscious chocolate-covered strawberry is enough to brighten any day, even this one. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. Another way to love McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Axline Health Mart Pharmacy in Monmouth, reminding you to consider a Canon camera for your sweetheart this Valentine's Day. Cloudy with lows of 4 tonight. Tomorrow, snow with accumulation of 1 to 6 inches, highs of 22. Lowest wind chill reading 0 to 10 below 0 in the morning. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a 30% chance of snow in the evening, lows of 13. And Sunday, partly cloudy throughout the day with highs of 17, overnight lows of 5 below. Currently, it is 6 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime at Wharton Fieldhouse. Let's take a look at the rest of the statistics with the individual scoring for Moline. Tanner Logan leads the way with 10. He leads all scorers in this game. Mitch Owens with 6 on 2-for-2 shooting from behind the arc. Tyler Biscontine, 5 in the first half. Brandon Weiss and Sean Hanley each with 4. Derek Riquette played briefly off the bench in the first half. Did not score for Moline. Devin Ross leads the way for Galesburg with 8. Ethan Meeker with 7. Grant Gibson has 4, Denzel Jones 2, and Tyson Parks 1. Joe Williams briefly played in the first half for Galesburg. He did not score. Silver Streaks trail 29-22. Moline scored the first 3 points of the game on a three-point basket and has led the entire way. Streaks closest at 3-2, their biggest deficit at 15, down 19-4. The halftime deficit is 7. Our halftime coach's interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Here's Jim Lee with Steve Cheeseman.
Okay, good thing you got a good, strong voice, Steve. Your thoughts at halftime?
You know, we got behind. They hit some shots. I thought we were a little hesitant on the offense. We don't hit any shots. I think we're lucky to be down by 7. We made a couple of different runs at times. We've got to try to sustain those and get consistent. They look like they're trying to pound the ball inside. We've got to be ready for that as well.
Do you feel like we overpassed a little bit?
Yeah, and we thought our passes weren't very clean. They were out of the bubble. They were at feet. And against the zone, you got to have some rhythm to you. And when guys are having to retrieve the ball, then you got to reset again, and it doesn't work very well.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
Our thanks, as always, to Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime. Still waiting for a halftime score from Rock Island. At last word, the Rocks were leading the Alleman Pioneers 19-11, so really no surprise there. I'm going to wait for Jim Lee to come back up and get the headset on before we update you on UT and Quincy, where that game has reached the half at the Panther Den over at United Township High School. And, well, Jim, I waited for you to pass this one along. The Panthers have taken a halftime lead over Quincy. Yeah. Go figure, huh?
Grab the right microphone here. Yeah, Quincy's not a very good road team. They barely beat Alleman.
That's true.
You know, so they are. I mean, everybody's a little better at home. I think Quincy's kind of night and day right now.
Galesburg with the 5 starters back on the floor to start the third quarter here. This is Meeker with it on the left wing, along with Ross, Jones, Gibson, and Parks. They've got a little weave going out top. Pass over to the right side to Ethan. He's cut off there. Meeker will bring it back out on the dribble. Galesburg down 7 as we start the second half. 29-22 Moline. Gibson on the left side drives inside the free throw line. Pulls up well short. Missed everything to the right. There's Jones coming away.
It's another problem they create. Okay, Gibson shoots an air ball. Jones does a great job, gets it. He's right on the basket. What do you do? There's no way you can get a shot off, and these guys are so big, it's hard to even dribble out of the box that they put you in down there, even off of a rebound.
That's Tanner Logan at 6'8", and Brandon Weiss at 6'7", the two senior forwards, as we've been talking about throughout the game. Ross to the right side, Meeker. Fakes the three. He'll keep it. Gets it back out to Ross. Left side over to Grant Gibson, trying to drive on Owens. He got held by Owens. And I think they're going to give a call on Owens. He was riding Gibson on the arms pretty well all the way in from the left side. That's the second foul of the game on Mitch Owens. On the inbound, right under the basket, Gibson collects it. Double team, tries to go up for the shot. Gets blocked from the top, from the back, from the front. And they're going to call a foul on Moline. First of the game on Brandon Weiss.
A lot of talking out there between Weiss and Gibson. A lot of John.
And Gibson just looked at him with a smile on his face and winked at him. Weiss looked right back at him with the thumbs tucked into his pants, and he was saying something back to Gibson, and Grant missed the first free throw, and that'll keep the talking going even more. Grant's second one up and in. Only 5 points of the night for the Streak's all-time second-leading scorer. Galesburg down 6, and they put on the full-court press, and Hanley runs it into the front court right in front of the scoring table. 1 minute gone, third quarter, 29-23, Moline. Hanley to the right side, Logan. Picks up his dribble, into the lane, Weiss. Got past Tyson Parks, drives in, knocked away by Gibson, and Weiss bats it back out to Owens. Now stepping into a three, Biscontine missed it off the rim. Chased down into the corner, a collision, and a push foul called on Denzel Jones as he and Logan went for it in the far corner, and Denzel's going to get called for pushing Logan out of bounds.
Yeah, that's the right call. No question. Denzel, you like his aggressiveness, but that was he got an elbow in the back of him and just drove him out of bounds, and the Moline student section wasn't going to let that call go any other way.
A spin move in the lane by Hanley off the back of the rim, and the rebound by Devin Ross. Good move by Hanley, but he couldn't finish. Streaks get a break down 6. Jump stop. Ross, shot off the back of the rim. Rebound. Parks had it knocked away into the hands of Biscontine, and now Moline's going to slow things down a bit. Devin created well for the shot, got a good look at the basket, in close, just couldn't knock it down. This is Biscontine with it on the outside, around a screen by Weiss, reverses direction, back to the big man, fires a three, it's in and out, and the rebound to Meeker.
Well, these are opportunities that,
yes,
that we need to start making some baskets here, because Moline's opening the door, we have got to take advantage of it here.
And a foul on the floor, Gibson on the outside, starting to penetrate in, and a foul on the floor will go against Mitch Owens, his third on the reach, hacking Gibson on the arm. We've played not quite 2 minutes of the third quarter. We have only 1 point scored by Galesburg. Streaks trail by 6.
And Moline's only 2 shot attempts have been 3-pointers, so they're giving us an opportunity, not going down low, but we've got to get something going on the offensive end here.
Denzel, left side, drives into the corner to Gibson for 3. That cuts the lead in half. It's down to 3. Closest Galesburg has been since they were down 1 in the first quarter. 29-26, first three-point basket made by Gibson, and that doubles his first half scoring total. He now has 8 on the night. Right side Weiss, guarded by Parks, well away from the basket. Hands off to Hanley, who dribbles back out to the volleyball spike line. Ross guarding him there in the man defense. Hanley backs up, gets it to Biscontine, steps back away from the top of the circle, and now tries to get it on the inlet pass to Weiss. Backs his way in on Parks, cut off, kicks it into the right corner. And a setup three, won't go down, falling down. Weiss saves it into the backcourt. Owens along the midcourt line. Mike Reynolds jumped from the sideline, wanting an over and back violation. And Moline's going to keep it. Now Gibson bats it into the backcourt, and Moline will have a chance to inbound.
Now the officials are really out of position to make the call. I don't think anybody was even up here on the half-court line to make it, but either way, Streak's playing some really good defense right now, forcing Moline out of what they want to do. Trying to claw back, can get the ball back without a Moline make, we got a shot to tie this thing up.
Jeff Schimmel sends Andrew Maffey, a 5'10 junior, into the game for the first time. Tyson Park sits for the streaks with Joe Williams back in. Joe got into foul trouble and not much playing time in the first quarter when he picked up two fouls off the bench. Now Gibson guarding Vice out high. Those two can talk at each other and let their bodies do some work. 4:40 to go, third quarter. Moline still looking for its first points of the third quarter. On the right side, Biscontine lobs it into Logan. Over Jones, steps past him, banks it in, and got the foul.
Well, again, Logan's been a bigger problem for us offensively tonight than Vice.
Yep.
And I'm not too sure Grant hasn't got into Vice's head a little bit. Vice is more worried about talking to Grant on both ends of the court than he is playing, but his running mate down low, the other big guy, Logan, is picking up the slack.
And Joe Williams picks up his third foul pretty much as soon as he came back into the game. Logan makes the free throw, first make of the night for Moline at the free throw line, and the lead is back to six for the Maroons. Yeah, 4:25 to go.
Joe having the same type of night he had at United Township a couple of weeks ago.
Gibson cut off on the baseline, into the right corner to Meeker. Skips it back up top to Joe. Hard pass, good job by Joe to hang on to that one. Over to Meeker on the right side. He'll bring it back out to Williams. Drives outside the free throw line, scores.
There we go, get him going.
And a timeout called by the Streaks. 32-28, our thanks to Gillsburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Moline tonight. And not sure what the whistle was, but we're going to keep things here. Jim, we're traveling in a 2013 Nissan
Pathfinder
Hybrid. Thanks to Jeff Klink and all the folks at Gillsburg Nissan.
Yep, the same one we had last week. Really enjoyed it. Great to have on a night like this. Got a big foul from behind here on Ethan.
Going to be a push foul on the Silver Streaks as Moline broke the press, got it into the front court.
Yep, it's on Baker.
Now, Coach Mike Reynolds is going to get Tyson Parks back into the game and sit down Joe Williams. Halfway through the 32-28, Moline by four. Biggest lead for the Maroons tonight was 15 back in the first quarter when they were up 19-4. On the right side, Maffey, he's getting a little elbow trying to swing that ball around from Grant Gibson, who's doing everything he can to get into everybody's head tonight. Logan on the inlet pass, fade away, over Jones, won't go, rebound put back Vice. Nobody boxed him out, and that was too easy.
Letting teams play very physically tonight. I've seen a lot of contact that has not gotten called, but at least I think both teams understand that's the way it's going to be.
Meeker on the left side. Joe Ross at the top of the circle. Right back to Ethan for three. Yeah. Good. As soon as he let that go, that one looked like it was right on the mark. And now Galesburg does call the 30-second timeout, down 34-31.
Hey, you get the feeling the Silver Streaks are just on the cusp of maybe getting over the top in this. Moline feels like they get a bucket here or there, keep us at bay, and we come right back and answer. So still 3:24 to go in the third. This is anybody's ball game. The Streaks, if you're just joining us, we're down 19-4 in the first quarter, but have been able to gradually work their way back into this thing, trying to beat Moline for the second time this season.
And trying to stay in the conference hunt, down to Rock Island by a game, with the Rocks playing Alleman and a heavy favorite tonight. 3:24 to go, third quarter. Silver Streaks down by three, and the full court pressure is on. And we got a foul on Grant Gibson on the inbound, guarding Maffey too closely. That's just the first of the game on Gibson. Full court press will stay on. And they get it over to Hanley. Sidesteps Jones in the backcourt into the front court. It goes to Maffey. Drives all the way to the baseline. Shoots and rims in and out. Rebound batted around. Parks collects the garbage off the floor.
Streaks got what they want. Force Moline to come up and take a quick shot and not get it to the big guys.
And now turning it over at the other end. On the interior pass, batted away. And at the other end, Hanley lost it on the way up. Going for the layup. Gibson got in there, created havoc. And they're going to say out of bounds on Hanley. And the officials are going to talk it over.
Hanley couldn't believe it, and now they're going to give it to Moline. Mike Reynolds can't believe it now.
Happened right in front of the student section. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, 34-31. Mike's turning red in the face. Yeah. He has been very unhappy with a number of calls here tonight.
Really good thing the officials are all at the other end, because if they hurt him, they might have teed him up.
Vice with a jump stop in the lane, gets it up and in just over the outstretched index finger of Tyson Parks.
Game everything we hoped it would be, really picking up the intensity here in the second half now, this Western Big Six battle.
Gibson has the ball knocked away, now diving for it, knocks it into the backcourt, and it's all the way out of bounds at the far corner, and Moline's going to get it back on the turnover.
Now it's Moline forcing the Silver Streaks into turnovers in the half court. Two straight, one by Meeker, one by Gibson now, as Moline looks to build on their five-point lead.
2:35 to go, third quarter, 36-31, all the way down the right side. Woo! And a hammer block by Tyson Parks, who saw it developing from Hanley and came over the weak side and ripped it out of bounds.
Even Hanley had to smile and nod over to Tyson on that one. That was something else.
It's been fun, intense action here tonight, and we've still got a whole fourth quarter and 2.5 to go in the third quarter. And now Jones goes up high for an inlet pass. Bats it away. Ross with a drive. Over to Meeker. Trapped under the basket. He'll try to pull it back out. And a foul on the floor against Moline will be the first of the game against Andrew Maffey.
There again, against 90% of the teams we played this year, that's an easy 2 points. But we get it down in that spot, don't handle it real cleanly, and then it's too late by the time the big guys come down on you to get a shot off.
2:18 to go, third quarter. Inbounds to Meeker. Quick three over the rim. Rebound on the weak side and a foul as Hanley comes down with a rebound and contact from Denzel Jones coming in a little too late over the top. Picks up a foul number two. Panthers at United Township leading Quincy 27-24, still early in the third quarter. 2:10 to go, third quarter here at Wharton Fieldhouse. 5-point Moline lead, Maroons with the ball. On the right side, Handler. Top of the circle, Vice. Quick pass on the inlet. Jones gets in there, knocks it loose away from Logan, and the loose ball picked up by Grant Gibson. Back-to-back turnovers by Moline. Here comes Gillsburg. Ross stops at the top of the arc. Over to Gibson. Quick three. Good!
You can tell he's starting to feel it after he hit that three a little while ago. He wanted that ball right there. That was a long three, and the Streaks are within two.
36-34, as close as they've been since their first basket of the game in the first quarter. Minute 37 to go. Pressure in the backcourt. Streaks knock it down. Tie up Moline, and on the alternating possession, the Maroons will hang on to it.
Well, this is definitely a Friday. You don't see this intensity on a Saturday night. This is a Friday night game. Both of these teams really wanting this one. Moline trying to stay in the conference race with three losses. Gillsburg knows they can ill afford another one with Rock Island sitting up top. And these two teams are, I'm not sure they like each other all that well either at this point.
Minute 20 to go in the third quarter. 2-point Moline lead. Maroons with the ball. Right side Biscontine, and a slap foul on Ethan came in. Tried a little poke in underneath. That'll be the second foul of the game on Meeker. And that is the sixth team foul on Gillsburg with a minute 14 to go in the third quarter. Four team fouls on Moline. It's been pretty tightly called, and can't say I can really argue with any of the fouls called tonight. Driving down the left side, Hanley got a step on Ross, dishes it back out to Maffey, and a weird-looking shot, missed it. Rebound Logan, and he's fouled on the putback by Parks, and that'll be two in the game on Tyson.
Yeah, Logan, good hustle to get in there and be in the neighborhood when that ball came down. Ball hung up on the rim a little bit longer than maybe we would have. Logan able to take advantage of that and get a second chance.
Logan to the free throw line, made it his only one of the night earlier in this quarter, and he missed that one. Still a 2-point Moline lead.
Neither one of these teams having many of their guys on the bench take a warm-up off tonight.
Exactly 1 minute to go in the third quarter. A 2-point Moline lead. Second free throw by Logan on the way and off the back of the rim. And the rebound chased down into the corner and saved by Joe Williams. So two key misses by Moline at the free throw line. Streaks with a chance to tie the game or take their first lead. They've trailed the entire night. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ross on the outside. Over to Joe. Leans out to pick up the dribble. Now picks it up, gives it over to Grant Gibson on the left side with 40 seconds to go at the end of the third quarter. Gibson hesitates on the pass. Up top over to Ross. He gives it right back to Grant. Fires the three for the lead off the front of the rim. And the rebound, Biscontine. By Meeker. Big steal in the Streaks with another chance to tie it up.
It's got to be a big help to have this big road student body crowd. They're really cheering on the Silver Streaks on the basket they're working towards on the north end here. And This is one of the biggest student crowds I can remember on the road up here, with the exception of maybe the Joey Rangers.
9 seconds to go, third quarter. Williams on the dribble at the volleyball spike line. Picks up the pass, needs help, gets it over to Gibson. 3 seconds for three, and he comes up short. Streaks wanted a foul. Looked like they got Grant on the arm as he airballed it. No call, and that's the end of the third quarter. 36-34, Galesburg down two at the end of three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
The best selection, excellent service, and me, Jesse J. Perez. Now that's a three-point shot that just can't be beat. Score a great deal today from Jesse J. at Yam Chevrolet Buick GMC, Chrysler Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
It's been an intense Western Big Six Conference battle at Wharton Fieldhouse. Galesburg down 15 in the first quarter, has cut the deficit to two as we start the fourth quarter, and the Streaks have the ball. Meeker to Williams in the left corner. He'll bring it back out to Ethan, along with Gibson, Parks, and Ross on the floor. Denzel Jones getting a breather on the bench right now. Williams thought about the three, gets it up top to Meeker, and it's good! And the Streaks have their first lead of the night!
First time Ethan's got to look out high like that. He's usually on the wing or in the deep corner. It's like he was a lot more comfortable delivering that thing from the top of the circle.
37-36, Galesburg by one. Logan down low to Owens. Pump fakes. Shot won't go. Rebound to Grant Gibson. Give Tyson Parks credit for keeping that one alive. Gibson now fires a three. That one's off the rim. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Moline, I think. We can't see the official from where we are, but it should be Galesburg's ball. They're going to give it back to the Maroons. I think I agree with that one.
Yeah, if Gibson hits that, we might have seen a quick Moline timeout. That would have been a quick six for Galesburg to open up the quarter, but wouldn't go down, and the Maroons get the ball back.
Streaks were feeling the momentum on that one, trying to go for the dagger early. Now Moline breaks the press. Hanley to Biscontine. Good look down low to Logan. Quickly up with the basket. Moline back on top and one.
Would not have guessed that Tanner Logan would be the one that did all this damage tonight, but you never know.
It was the first foul of the game on Devin Ross. 17 fouls on the Streaks. Moline in the bonus the rest of the game. Logan missed his last two free throws. That one is well short, and Gibson with a block out for the rebound. Moline, not a good free throw shooting team, as displayed here tonight. Still a one-point Moline lead, 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Gibson on the left side, traveled with it again, swung the ball down low, and Mike Reynolds plants his feet, kind of a little mini stomp on the sideline on frustration, telling Grant, you got to get the ball on the floor. It's what, the third time we've seen him do that tonight?
Yeah, and that one especially tough because there really wasn't anybody near him. If you're just trying to get that step on somebody, it's a little more forgivable, but when you got, you know, a whole body length between you and the defender, hard to justify not getting it down that fast.
38-37 Moline. We played a minute and a half of the fourth quarter. A runner with a right hand goes in and out for Hanley. And the rebound by Parks under the basket. And then a little reach around foul by Logan trying to knock it out of his hands. Oh, I take it back. They called it on Vice. That's just his second. And Logan with only one, so it didn't matter either way.
You know, it's interesting. A number of our rebounds are coming on. We're just getting one guy into position. He gets a hand on it and bats it over to a teammate. It's just hard to come down with it clean in this game. So it's been a kind of rebound by committee on each trip down.
Baseline. Ross's shot is blocked. And Vice coming over gets in front of Parks to come up with a rebound. And Parks fouls him from behind. That's three fouls of the game on Tyson. And Devin just too slow on the shot to get it off. And Vice came flying over and got the rejection.
First three quarters moved along pretty quickly, but this fourth quarter is going to be a long, drawn-out affair, as physical as this thing has gotten, and with the fouls starting to mount.
Rock Island built the lead on Alleman. They lead by 18 at the half. at last check there. Vice to the free throw line, spins the ball and gets the roll on the first one. His first make from the free throw line tonight. 39-37 Moline. Galesburg briefly had the lead, 37-36, to open the quarter on a three-pointer by Ethan Meeker. Vice makes them both, and the Maroons slowly build the lead back up. They're up three now, 40-37. We've played 2 minutes of the final quarter here at Wharton Fieldhouse. Great Western Big Six battle. Down low, Parks to Ross. High shot. Big man made him alter it. Ross, or Parks rather, with a rebound. That won't go. And now Williams comes out with a rebound. And he runs over Tyler Biscontine and gets called for the defensive foul. His second. And that gets the Moline crowd up in arms.
Again, the Moline height. Devin Ross goes in for a shot that he normally makes easy. Had to put it up higher in the air. Got it off the back of the rim. Streaks very aggressive, though, keeping after the missed shots.
Gibson on the outside. Ross on the wing. Back to Grant. Galesburg down three. 5:40 to go in the game. Now Joe driving. Stops at the free throw line. Cut off there. Turns. He'll shoot off the front of the rim. And the rebound to Biscontine. Nearly lost it. Chasing it down to the sideline. Well, Biscontine with five rebounds out of the backcourt.
Ever since the make by Ethan Meeker to give us the lead right at the start of the quarter, we have missed six in a row from the field.
Hanley on the outside. They leave him open for three. And he missed it off the front of the rim. Williams on the rebound. Trying to push it into the front court for the Silver Streaks. Here's Meeker driving in baseline. Hips it back out to Gibson for three. Off the back of the rim. And the rebound out to Biscontine again.
Well, I don't think Coach Jeff Schimmel was very fond of that three-pointer they took the last time down. Been getting so much done inside, especially with Logan, to just launch a three out there and not even have much time of possession. He didn't like that.
Here's Logan with it, trying to post up Denzel Jones. He'll scoop it over under the corner to Maffey. Now down low to Vice, draws a double team, and the Streaks trying to reach in, knocking it out of his hands. I think they're going to get Joe Williams slapping it in from the front side. Instead, they call Gibson from the backside. That's his second.
Yeah, I think Joe expected it to go on him. I think he's kind of in that mode every time he hears a whistle. He thinks it's going to go against him.
It's kind of the way it's been since the Western Big Six season started for Joe a couple of weeks ago up at UT. Vice right back to the free throw line. Don't want to see him get comfortable there because he may shoot a lot of these down the stretch. First one is off the front of the rim and drops off. He's 2 for 5 from the free throw line tonight. The lead holds at 3 for Moline. 4:43 to go in the game here at Wharton Fieldhouse. Shooting right into his own friendly student section, and he makes the second one. 3 points in the quarter, all from the free throw line. 7.5, 11 for the game for Brandon Vice. 41-37, Moline by 4. Here's Gibson on the right side. Skips it left side over to Meeker. He'll fire the three. Good! Only points in the quarter are three-pointers by Ethan Meeker. Galesburg within one and a timeout with 4:31 to go in the game. A full timeout by the Silver Streaks. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
It's winter green. The new green WGIL button is here. Pick up your free button today at a participating sponsor. You could win up to $500 in cash from WGIL.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you at Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline. Silver Streaks have again cut the deficit to 1, 41-40. Ethan Meeker, 3 three-pointers in the second half, 16 points for the game, and coming out of a full Galesburg timeout. Let's see if the Streaks' full court pressure can force a Moline turnover and get this game back in their favor.
Meeker's hit arguably the three biggest shots of the game.
Yep.
Early on when we were getting blown out, he hit a three that kind of calmed the storm, hit the big three to put us ahead early in the fourth, and then that one after Moline gets up by four, he nails that three and gets us back within one.
Approaching the half point of the fourth quarter. Ball intended for Vice on the inside, batted away by Gibson, chased down onto the baseline by Jones. 13th Moline turnover, and a chance for the Streaks to regain the lead down one. Halfway through quarter number four now. Meeker drives, dishes out to Williams for three. And off the back right side of the rim. Rebound knocked away out of Owens' hands, and it's off Ross's shoulder out of bounds.
Yeah, Joe, about a good long step behind the arch when he let that go. As soon as he shot it, you knew it was just going to catch off the front iron.
On the inbounds to Weiss, guarded by Gibson on the sideline. Not much room to maneuver there, but he dribbles out of it. And now coming away with it in the backcourt, Hanley across the front, right in front of the scoreboard. 3:40 to go in the game. 41-40, Moline with the lead in the ball. Weiss bounces it over left side over to Biscontine, guarded by Meeker. To the top of the circle, picks up his dribble left side over to Weiss on the wing. Bounces it in, intended for Logan. Jones with a steal, leading the break to the other end. Draws contact, and a foul on the floor as Biscontine was leaning backwards. Jones tried to go around him, and a defensive foul called on Biscontine, his third.
Heck of a job by Denzel. Not only get the turnover, but get that thing out in transition. And he got clobbered pretty good on the shot there. And he's solid. I patted Denzel on the shoulder going down the hallway here tonight. I'm like, man, about hurt my hand. He's put together out there.
1-1 from the free throw line. Denzel makes a first, and we're tied. First points for Denzel Jones since the first quarter. He has three, and a big one there to tie it up at 41. First time tonight we've been tied. We've had two lead changes in this quarter. And the second free throw,
get in there,
rolls through. And we've got a third lead change. Galesburg back on top for only the second time tonight, 42-41. 3:20 to go in the game. Hanley now gets it across midcourt, guarded very closely by Devin Ross. Logan way out high, pulling Jones away from the basket on the left side, back to Hanley on the wing. He'll dribble it back out. Ross giving him a little room to maneuver. Down to 3 minutes to go in the game. Galesburg by one. Moline with the ball. Around the screen. Biscontine down the left side of the lane. Cut off there. Skips it back out to Logan at the top of the arc. Now Biscontine trying to work around the screen. He'll pass it away to Logan. Or lobs it in from Hanley to Logan. And gets around Jones on the baseline and scoops it up with the right hand.
And got around Gibson too. Heck of a job by Logan that time. Gibson made himself nice and big. And Logan still able to skirt around off the baseline. Come back with the right hand up and across the rim.
7.5 for Tanner Logan, 17 for the game. Galesburg down one, streaks with the ball. Ross cut off in the left corner. Now Meeker drives up with the right hand, rolls off, rebound battered around, off Owens and deflects over to Devin Ross. Now Meeker will try it again. Skips it out to Gibson for three. Good! Galesburg by two now, their biggest lead of the night. 45-43, 2:08 to go in the game.
And to set that up, great hustle again, crashing the offensive glass. Denzel Jones and company keeping it alive for a second chance at the basket.
Hanley on the right wing. Now Biscontine tries to get it into Logan. Past Gibson, fade away from the baseline, over the basket, and the rebound Devin Ross. Logan hasn't missed much tonight. That was a big one. 1:45 to go in the game, and the Streaks slow it down a bit. Walking it into the front court with their first chance tonight to build on a lead. The only two times they have taken the lead tonight, Moline came right back and scored to regain the lead quickly.
And we finally are in the bonus. 1-1 with Moline, 7 fouls now.
Williams on the 5 count gets the pass away to Ethan Meeker. Now Gibson out high, dribbles along the volleyball line, works it over to the right wing, trying to lose Owens there. Little crossover dribble, now backs up with 1:10 to go. How long will Galesburg run the ball? How long will Galesburg run the clock, rather, on the dribble?
Well, there was a flop. Hanley tried to get a push off on Meeker.
Who drives into the lane, cut off by Hanley, and he's going to dribble it back out. We're under 1 minute to go in the game now. Drawing a double team. Owens comes in from the backside, trying to poke it out of Ethan's hands, and Mitch Owens picks up his 4th foul. And it'll put Ethan Meeker at the line for a 1-1. Ethan's free throw percentage has slowly but steadily been climbing over the past, oh, I don't know, probably since the King tournament, and he's up to 62% on the season.
All right, Ethan's so confident with the ball right there. He must have had the thing for 20, 25 seconds. He could have passed it off to teammates, but just went ahead and kept making Moline chase him.
And the first one is up and in and out. Rebound, Brandon Weiss. That was a good-looking free throw. Just wouldn't go down. Not many free throws by either team tonight. 2-point Galesburg lead, Moline with the ball. Hanley to Biscontine on the right side with 43 seconds to go into the corner. Quick three. Good. First points of the second half for Tyler Biscontine. 46-45 Moline with 32 seconds to go in the game and a timeout by Galesburg.
Now both of these teams have a number of players that are comfortable having the ball at clutch time. You're worried about Moline's big men. Well, Biscontine said, I don't need to go to the big guy. I'm going to launch the three from the deep corner. His student body went crazy when he sank it.
Our thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation tonight. As we travel to Moline, Jim Lee and I enjoying a 2013 Nissan Pathfinder Hybrid.
Beautiful color on this thing. It's got doesn't have heated seats, but it's got the really nice cloth interior, so you don't need that. It's very comfortable to drive, has so many features, a lot of storage space in the back. We just folded the back seats down, plenty of room for the broadcast equipment. Could have hauled a number of people up here with us as well. This thing is a big unit. It's would be great if we did encounter any snow tonight. I don't think that's going to come until tomorrow. But I believe Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson are going to have it tomorrow when they go up to New Trier. That Pathfinder may come in very, very handy for them. So, yes, thank you to the folks at Galesburg Nissan for providing, as always, all season long, great transportation, especially tonight in one of their certified pre-owned hybrid Nissan Pathfinder.
Streaks with the ball. Grant Gibson will inbound at the front end of the Galesburg bench into the backcourt to Joe Williams. With Ethan Meeker, Denzel Jones, and Tyson Parks on the floor, 25 seconds to go in the game. 46-45 Moline. Williams on the right side, drives in, goes up for the shot, and we got a foul on the floor and a two-shot foul for Joe Williams at the free throw line. And this one is going to go against Mitch Owens, who's fouled out of the game.
Yeah, he can't believe it was him. And you know, it wasn't the hardest foul we've seen all night.
Certainly not.
So a lot of pressure on Joe Williams. It's still a 1-1. We're not in the double bonus until the next foul.
Yeah, I thought the official signaled a two-shot foul. He immediately signaled two shots. Joe was on his way to the basket.
Really?
I didn't necessarily think he was in the act of shooting, but there's the signal again. He's going to get two free throws. And Jeff Schimmel taking all the time that he can to substitute Andrew Maffey back into the game for Mitch Owens, who's fouled out. Joe Williams, 10 of 19 from the free throw line in limited play this season. First one up and rolls off. Streak still down one, 20.6 seconds to go. Good thing it was a two-shot foul. Meeker and now Denzel Jones will back up at half court with Biscontine. Second one by Williams. Good, and we're tied. And now how will Jeff Schimmel handle it? Galesburg instead calls the timeout. And that's its last timeout. This is a 30-second timeout. That's all Mike Reynolds had left with 20.2 seconds to go.
Well, you know, as a coach, you don't just go with one play. You have several options depending on what the defense decides to do. My hunch would be Moline's first option would probably go ahead and try and work the clock down and let Biscontine get a three, and then you got guys 6'7 and 6'8 under the basket. If you shoot it with about 5 seconds left, you got a chance for a putback there as well. They don't need the three, but Biscontine, the guy that just hit the previous shot, seems to play with a lot of confidence and kind of lives for these situations. So we'll see what, if you risk going inside, you might get it poked away on a turnover. So we'll see what they do.
Moline has lost two games in the Western Big Six Conference, two of their three games by 1 point. We are tied with 20 seconds to play. Maroons on the inbound device. Parks guarding him. Now Maffey will bring it across midcourt with 15 seconds to go, and Moline calls a timeout with 13.7 seconds to go.
You know, both of these teams trying to get over the close game stigma. You know, Moline's lost a couple of real heartbreakers down at Quincy and up here against Rock Island. And Galesburg, you know, we've talked with Mike Reynolds, especially after the Taylorville tournament. Playing good teams in close games, we have just not come through in the clutch very often and made the big play when we had to. And so this is another opportunity for the Streaks to do that, and an opportunity for Moline to finally win one of their close games of the conference.
Well, and they just had one right here against Rock Island. Had a big lead in the first half. The Rocks came all the way back. How will that play in? Streaks have not had many really tight, close games this year that come right down to the stretch. They had one at Taylorville in a hostile environment on the road. Did not win that one.
I'd almost guarantee you we'll have one next Friday night down at Quincy, too.
13.7 seconds to go. 10 team fouls on Galesburg, 8 on Moline. Maroons with the ball. tied at 46. Williams will guard Hanley. Maffey on the inbound in front of us. Vice guarded by Parks. Tyson goes for the steal. They get it into Vice. Now 10 seconds to go. Vice dribbles once. Lobs it over. Hanley drives at the free throw line. Shot rolls off. But we got a whistle arm from the official on the far sideline who signals two free throws. But still, six.
His arm, he must have got body as Hanley went up there.
Hanley to the free throw line, shooting two. Tied at 46, 6.6 seconds to go. First one up and rolls off. Moline has not shot free throws well tonight. And another big miss.
And 6.6 should be enough time to get the ball up the court and get a decent shot, barring a turnover.
Maroons are 4 of 11 as a team from the free throw line tonight. Streaks are out of timeouts. Second one up and in. Moline by one. 6.6 seconds to go. Joe Williams to inbound. To Grant Gibson. Across midcourt with 5 seconds to go. Grant to the right corner. Turns it over. Stolen away by Maffey. And that is a Moline victory. 47 to 46. The Streaks don't even get off a shot. Their 12th turnover of the game. After a tremendous battle in the Western Big Six, Galesburg drops a six-game winning streak, falling to Moline, and they are now 6-2 in the conference. Sorry, 5-2 in the conference, and Moline improves to 4-3. Post-game show for Wharton Fieldhouse coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent at the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. My McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddock Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Hey, Illinois fans, it's time for Big Ten basketball. Come out and cheer on your Fighting Illini as they take on top 25 opponents from across the conference. It's a Big Ten season you won't want to miss. Tickets are on sale now, but going fast. Help us sell out State Farm Center for every Big Ten game this season. Visit FightingIllini.com to buy your tickets today.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Craddy. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rockford Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Talk about benefits. 16 paid holidays, vacation, personal and sick time, plus health insurance. And there's the satisfaction of knowing every day you're doing something meaningful. KCCDD is looking to hire qualified staff to assist individuals with developmental disabilities in leading more independent lives. If you're looking for work and have a high school diploma or GED or degree in human services, psychology, or other related field, KCCDD may have a position waiting for you. To learn more, go online to galesburg.info. Keyword, jobs.
He shoots, he scores. Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from Yem Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Axline Health Mart Pharmacy in Monmouth, reminding you to consider a Canon camera for your sweetheart this Valentine's Day. Cloudy with lows of 4 tonight. Tomorrow, snow with accumulation of 1 to 6 inches, highs of 22. Lowest wind chill reading 0 to 10 below 0 in the morning. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a 30% chance of snow in the evening, lows of 13. And Sunday, partly cloudy throughout the day with highs of 17, overnight lows of 5 below. Currently, it is 6 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, a great night of basketball in the Western Big Six tonight. Almost kind of wiped away at the end by some pretty intense tension at the end of the game between players initially on the floor and then more so by the coaches trying to get off the floor. So we say we'll have coaches from comments from Coach Mike Reynolds here in the postgame. I'm not quite sure what to expect the comments we're going to get from Mike Reynolds here at the postgame. That was as intense as we've seen the entire coaching staff. There were lots of trash talking. That's all there is to it. Bad mouthing going on between both sides coming off the floor. So I'm glad it didn't escalate into what it almost became, what it very nearly became there at the end of the game.
And honestly, what I saw is the teams, I was kind of watching to see how Weiss and Gibson would handle this, and Grant was at the end of the Galesburg line because, as we had said, they'd been talking and not getting along all night, say the least. Neither one of them shook. They kind of went by each other, didn't shake hands. But then Hanley, who was right behind Weiss, Grant reached up and poked him in the face. I saw that. So I'm not going to play favorites. That's what I saw happen. Now, I don't know what was said, but that definitely happened. Well,
Hanley has been the one, by the way, who made the free throw
right,
wins the game for Moline here tonight, 47-46. Go ahead, Jim.
And then at that point, Moline, the players started to walk away, and I think Hanley, looked back and said, what's your problem? Some of his teammates then realized what happened. Then the player thing started to escalate. Then the coaching thing got into it. A couple of the Moline fans and one of their administrators was getting pretty out of hand. And at that point, then our coaching staff also was taking exception to that. So, yeah, it was pretty tough going into the locker room in a lot of respects tonight.
Mike Reynolds joining us now here in the postgame. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And good to see Mike with a smile on his face. But it's not out of relief or anything after a tough one-point loss here tonight. Jim, go ahead and take it away.
Well, Mike, this was everything we expected it to be, a tough Western Big Six game. We knew it would be a hard-fought battle. You guys fall down 19-4, fight all the way back, and then, as you've told us at Taylorville, though, you're trying to find ways to win close games down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, I give all the credit to Coach Schimmel. They did as good a job as I've seen of anybody switching zone defenses in the middle of possessions. I thought it confused us a little bit. I didn't think we shared the ball as well as we're capable of. I thought Moline played outstanding. I thought they played really well, We didn't play well. I mean, basically, we missed three free throws in the last minute, and we're guard-oriented. That can't happen. We're better than that. And free throw line, we're at the free throw line up 2, 1-1. I mean, that's a ball game. That should be, and we haven't been in a lot of these situations. We know, we've extended a lot of leads. We weren't able to do that tonight. They weren't, they'd had the one early. They had the pace they wanted. We got up and down a little bit. I thought they played tremendous. The Hanley kid. He's got his legs back under him. I thought we can, I don't know what Weiss and Logan ended up with, but, I thought we battled as well as capable of without having to go really big. It is what it is. I told the guys in there, come that first week of March, this game isn't going to matter. We want to win, and I don't like it. They don't like it. We got to act a little better after the game. I don't know what exactly happened there. Unfortunately, it's a different world than when we all grew up. With social media and everything that goes on now, it's ignorant. And, I think it fuels a little unneeded garbage. That is what it is. We've got to do a better job of handling ourselves. And they probably do too. I would think Coach Schimmel would say the same thing. I thought, once we got out of here, it was okay. But, we'll go out as a group and we'll handle our business. It won't be like the time I was at Stephen Decatur, and they're throwing bricks through our window of our bus. So I think we'll get out of here fine, and it'll be okay.
You know, we could tell there was quite a bit of talking that went along, especially the deeper we got into this game. That stuff escalates. So no matter who wins, there's going to be hard feelings out there.
Yeah, and I just told our guys, we talk too much. Yeah, I know teams do that, and that's the new era, and that's there's no reason for it. You know, you can show emotion, you can be happy with yourself, but talk to your teammates, have a good time, and you get 120 games in your life to play. You know, there's no reason to mar a great game like this, you know, with that garbage at the end. But, you know, it is what it is, and one thing I like about this team more than any team I've ever had is I know tomorrow when that ball rolls in, the Cavs down here and they're athletic kids, that we're going to play 100%, and we're going to go and fight and go like crazy and see if we can bounce back again and start another streak. It is what it is.
We seemed a little intimidated early on in the game with the size for Moline down low. So what did you say to the kids during that first time out in the quarter or early in the game to try to get them past that and try to get you back into the offense you wanted them to play?
Well, I don't think we shared the ball real well, and I think, we stood on the perimeter and passed the ball around, never could get them guarding us out of a closeout. When you can't get them guarding us out of a closeout, you know, it's not good. So, you know, we finally did that in the second half, and you know, once we were able to do that, you know, the thing got moving, the thing got going, and it is what it is.
When you took the ball inside a number of times, you get it in the middle of the lane, and then rather than putting it up on the rim, against a lot of teams you make that pass and it works. These guys are so big, it just seemed like we were a little shaky handling that second pass to try and get a layup.
Well, unfortunately, when you drive against Moline, they put their 2-6-8 guys in there. Owens is, you know, a big kid, 6'4". You got to actually kick it out to the perimeter. And, you know, I thought we were cold early. We couldn't finally find a way to get in a rhythm. You know, you watch on tape against Rocky, Carr gets in the middle of the lane, and five guys from Moline are around him. And, you know, early on he kicked it low, and then finally, you know, we saw that he kicked it out, and we didn't do a real good job of that, you know, early. Finally late, hit a shot or two. I thought Moline played well. You know, I mean, we missed some open shots. We missed some free throws. You know, that is what it is. They missed some free throws too. So we got to be better for 32 minutes if we're going to, you know, beat good teams on their home floor.
And I'm not trying to put this into, like, you know, moral. It's not a moral victory or anything like that by any means. But in terms, you mentioned it earlier, we really haven't been in a situation like this much during the season. You've talked before about Denzel Jones, Tyson Parks playing an important role that they really haven't had to play on this program before this type of game. So is this the kind of game maybe we look back on later on somewhere down there? Because if we're going to advance in the postseason, we're going to have to win a game like this.
Well, let's be honest. The same thing happened to us Peoria Central last year in sectional. Ball gets up, and you know you're down 17-2. You know, and that, you know, we had a chance. We took the lead. We did some things in the fourth quarter, but not very good. And we got to be
Kelly
better.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist.
You know, I'm hoping, but, you know, our chances to win close games, we haven't taken advantage of those. You know, that's why I said I wanted to get a lead. And I thought, you know, I'll be honest, I thought when Meeker went to the line with I don't know how much time left, you know, but I really thought we'd be up four, and it went in and out. Happens. And, you know, nobody's more upset than he is. Nobody's more upset than Joe. Nobody's more upset than Grant. You know, we're making a couple mistakes there at the end. But, you know, we're just going to continue to fight and continue to push forward. You know, we've won 19 games. We've lost seven. We've lost two games on the road in the Big Six. You know, and I said, we're not going to score watch. That's not what we're going to do. We're going to play 10. And we're going to go fight like crazy at Quincy next week. And, you know, I know we're going to play like crazy against Rocky, and we'll play like crazy against UT. And then that last week, we'll check the standings, and if we got enough wins to win it, we'll do it. If we don't, we'll move right on to the regional. Because just like I told them there, there's no way that we're not playing in Peoria this year. There's just no way. We've worked too hard. We've been aggressive. We've done all the right things. You know, a little setback here today. But, you know, like we said before, with a setback like at Rocky, there's a chance for a comeback. And we came back in a big way last time, winning six in a row. I'd like to win a few more than six in a row, but, you know, we might start with that.
Finally, when you lose a close one on a Friday night, I always like having a Saturday game coming back. You just get right back on the horse, and that's what we'll do tomorrow night.
Yeah, we have no choice. You know, I mean, because I know DeKalb, they'll roll down here 2 hours, and we'll either play our A game and win, or we'll feel like we do tonight. And not good enough. We just weren't good enough. You know, we can make, you know, all the excuses we want. You know, I told him, you know, referees played no part in the game. You know, I thought they played really, or I thought they did fine. It wasn't like last year when we played Moline. You know, I guess we can't rehash that, get myself in trouble again. But, you know, it just is what it is. But, I mean, we'll be better tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
As always, our thanks to Coach Mike Reynolds visiting with us regardless of the outcome and a difficult one here tonight. 47-46, a loss to Moline, puts the streaks at 5-2 in the conference. And Moline, now a game back of the streaks at 4-3. And Quincy holds off United Township 44-41. UT had the ball but turned it over. Down one, Quincy got two free throws with a second left to win it by three. So the Blue Devils also game back at the streaks now at 4-3 as we head down there next week. Take a look at the final stats when we come back and give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game after the streaks drop at 47-46 at Wharton Fieldhouse. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very good imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
The Galesburg boys basketball team goes for a season sweep of Moline tonight. I'm Brad Benowitz. Jim Lee and I will be at Wharton Fieldhouse with pregame coverage of Streaks basketball at 7:06 tonight on WGIL.
Forty-seven to 46, Galesburg falls tonight to the Moline Maroons. Galesburg's six-game winning streak is over as they drop to 19-7 overall. Moline improves to 15-9 on the season. Final statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Jim, let's start off with the team numbers. We really haven't a chance to compare as Coach Reynolds got out quickly here to visit with us. So we'll kind of shoot our numbers by each other on the fly here.
Well, it's a good thing for the three-point shotter. We wouldn't have too many points tonight. Just 33% from the field for the Silver Streaks all told. 16 out of 48. But let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 three-pointers I've got.
9 of 23.
So it's a good thing for the three-baller. Well, and, you know, again, probably any time we play Moline, we're going to have to shoot some threes because they're just a doggone big inside. You're not going to get many bunnies in there against the big guys down low.
Well, in the zone they play, you got to knock down some shots over it to try to give your guys a chance on the inside, yeah, too.
And, I mean, what's interesting is that's the Moline way. You know, we've been here through, four Moline coaches now? Five? And they play the same way every time. I mean, they you come up here, they're going to zone you up, and they're going to play really good defense. And beat you up. you know, they...
Thankfully that didn't happen after the game tonight.
Yeah, right. Right. So, you know, it's just the way they do things. And they make it really tough on you to score points. And 33% shooting, about as low as we've had all year. Moline, 46% from the field, although their shooting percentage fell off drastically after they were red hot in the first quarter, hit their first six shots and went 9 of 14 in that first period. But then Streaks able to make the adjustments and clamp down a little more on defense after that. Rebounding total, we've got Moline a little edge. I've got them 27-25 on the glass.
Okay.
And turnovers, 15 for the Maroons and 11 for the Silver Streaks.
At 12.
Okay, add one to that.
Probably didn't get that last one that denied the Streaks
right.
a chance to
I think, yeah,
win
that,
the game.
We were watching other things rather than writing that one down.
Moline finished 4 of 8 from three-point range. Galesburg 9 of 23, as we mentioned a moment ago. Neither team very good from the free throw line. Moline was worse, 5 of 12, but they got the one they needed at the very end from Sean Hanley with 6.6 seconds to play. And that was the point that put them over the top, 47-46. Streaks finished 5 of 9 from the free throw line, 3 of 5 in the fourth quarter. Individual scoring, both teams played only 6 players tonight. And the ones who rotated in, sorry, Moline did play 7 players, and the ones who rotated in didn't stay on the floor for very long for the most part. It was the starters playing nearly a full game end-to-end here tonight. For Moline, Tanner Logan leads the way with 17. Brandon Weiss finished in double figures also with 11. Tyler Biscontine with 8. Mitch Owens fouled out of the game with 6. Sean Hanley had 5, including the game-winning free throw. And Andrew Maffey and Derek Riquette did not score for Moline. For the Silver Streaks, two players in double figures. Ethan Meeker leads away with 16. Grant Gibson had 14. Devin Ross added 8. Denzel Jones had 4. Off the bench, Joe Williams with 3. And Tyson Parks had 1 point. And he and Denzel Jones led the Streaks with 6 rebounds each. 47-46 the final. Galesburg drops to 19-7 and 5-2 in the Western Big Six. We'll give you the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
Moline beats the Galesburg Silver Streaks tonight in a great, intense Western Bay battle. Moline scored the first basket of the game, led by as many as 15 in the first quarter at 19-4. Galesburg scored 9 straight to get back within 6 early in the second quarter. It was a slow, steady battle all the way back until Galesburg took its first lead of the game at 37-36 at the beginning of the fourth quarter with a 3-pointer by Ethan Meeker. But Moline came right back on the next possession and regained the lead at 38-37. Galesburg tied the game at 41, took a lead at 42-41, and back came Moline again right away at 43-42. Streaks got a 3-pointer from Meeker to go up 2, 45-43. Moline back with its own 3-pointer at 46-45. Streaks tied the game with a free throw at 46. And then Moline got the final free throw to win at 47-46. So it was an intense battle down the stretch. We had 6 lead changes and 2 ties in the fourth quarter. And time for our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We do have some candidates tonight, Jim.
We do have candidates. I think we mentioned it at one point there late in the game how Ethan Meeker had hit big threes at key times in this ball game. First quarter, opening the fourth quarter, another big one that gave us the lead there. Gave us the lead once, and then he got us within one. We were down 41-37, hit that one over here. If he would have made those free throws, it would have been a slam dunk for him tonight, I think. Obviously, yes. The free throw, Joe Williams just hit 1 out of 2, but the one tied the game and forced Moline to get down there and make a basket of their own on a free throw. So, I don't know. Give me your thoughts.
I thought about Ethan. Quarter gave the Streaks their first lead of the game, and then the three-pointer again that you mentioned later, had it not been for that, what the Streaks were down, what they fell behind 4, Ethan got the three-pointer, they got him back within 1 when just nothing was going right offensively there. If he hits the free throw, which, like Mike Reynolds said, it was a good-looking free throw, it was more amazing that it didn't go down, I think, because it was such a good-looking shot. But the guy I like is Denzel Jones because of everything he brought, his total game in the fourth quarter. His defense was terrific. He came up with some big steals, a couple of key rebounds on the defensive end, and one that I can remember on the offensive end. And I think all of that was in the fourth quarter when the Streaks were coming back, completing the comeback, hanging in, taking the lead, fighting back and forth. And then Denzel hit 2 big free throws as well that gave the Streaks one of those leads in the fourth quarter. Calmly went up there, knocked him down. Denzel's my vote tonight.
I'm always good with Denzel. He gets absolute maximum out of a guy 6 foot asked to play in the post against these guys, and just gives maximum effort all the time. So I'm always good with Denzel.
So Denzel Jones, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Unfortunately, in a losing effort for the Silver Streaks, who fall by 1 tonight, 47-46. As Mike Reynolds said, the Streaks are right back at it tomorrow with DeKalb. And again, that's a home game. We've talked about that off and on. That was supposed to be, if you're looking at the schedule, it's listed as a road game, but that got changed because DeKalb is hosting a wrestling regional tomorrow. And we haven't mentioned it tonight. We don't want to overlook the Galesburg girls game coming off that terrific win over Rock Island last night. And, they'll need some momentum heading up to New Trier tomorrow. So we wish Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson safe travels. And we invite you to be with us for that one with the Silver Streaks at New Trier at 1:10 tomorrow for the pregame show.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully they'll – our forecast, if we're getting it right here, we're hearing, 1 inch of snow and then we mentioned the possibility of 6 in our forecast. Well, that certainly has ballooned from what we had heard before. So we must be thinking that at least one pocket or two might produce a little more snow somewhere in the state. So our girls going to Nutrier, DeKalb coming down to our place. I suppose there's a chance there could be a problem with one of those games tomorrow, but let's hope not. We've had enough of that this winter.
Yeah, we certainly have. So our thanks to Nick Simpson of the downtown studios. For Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Again, Galesburg Falls here at Moline, 47-46. Their six-game winning streak comes to an end, and they are now two games back of Rock Island in the Western Big Six. For Nick Simpson, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from Wharton Fieldhouse.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.